Hey, how you going? Andrew Halliday here. Thanks for listening to this podcast. This podcast is about changing the rules to change the outcome of your game. And it could be any game that you're playing at the moment. We're talking about the game of life, relationships, your wellness, your business. It doesn't really matter what it might be. Wouldn't it be amazing? Imagine this for a moment. That no matter what game you're playing in, that you change the rules to that game so you're always winning. Fancy that. Wouldn't it be nice for once or all the time that you get to enjoy the benefits of feeling like you're a victor instead of a victim? You feel like you're a victor no matter what you're trying to achieve. How would that make you feel if you knew that every time that you stepped out of your house or into your business or into the gym or walk into the kitchen, that you're always going to succeed? Wouldn't that make you feel good? Wouldn't that make you feel positive about what you're about to do? And wouldn't that change if you kept on playing that game? Wouldn't that change the outcome of the rest of your life? So that's what this podcast is about, and I'm going to change the rules immediately about podcasting, and I'm going to go straight to the takeaways, because I don't know if you're like me, if you've got a maze in front of you and you go to the start and you make a couple mistakes and then you sort of hit a couple of walls and so forth, you go back to start and sort of keep on changing direction and finally you get to the end. I'm the type of person who goes to the end of the maze and work my way backwards. So I like to think about what I want to achieve with whatever it is, and then take the next step back from that. So I always know the way, what it looks like, what it feels like to having achieved that goal, and then I can move forward knowing each of the steps. So like I said, I'm going to change the rules of podcasting. I'll tell you the takeaways. Then you can work out whether you want to listen to the rest of the podcast, because that's what I want to give you as much value as I possibly can. So the takeaways of this podcast are three things. Firstly, if you haven't set down the rules to whatever game you're playing, to whatever you want to achieve, you haven't set down those rules yourself and someone else has set down those rules and you're failing because someone else has given you a set of rules that don't really work for you, then you need to change those rules. You need to change those rules to allow you, yourself, the best opportunity to succeed, right? That's the first thing. Someone's giving you those rules and it isn't working, change it. The second thing is, if you have given yourself those rules and you are failing, then you need to change the rules again. Because I get it if you're a perfectionist. I get it if you want things to be the best they possibly can be before you start anything. But if you haven't started just because you've set yourself up with a set of rules whereby you're failing all the time, then you're never going to start anything anyway. So you're going to constantly fail in this game. So change those rules so you start to succeed. Like I said in the intro, wouldn't it be great if you were playing in a game where the rules are such that you're going to win all the time? So that's the second takeaway. And the third takeaway is you should update your rules every 12 weeks. 12 weeks is around about the right amount of time that you give yourself to play any game or try anything out or see if it's going to work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, then change the rules. If it does work for you, then you need to then change the rules a little bit more so you're going to the next level, making it slightly more challenging, but just knowing that you can hit those targets and achieve the results you want to achieve. And in that 12 weeks, it needs to be aligned, that those rules for the next 12 weeks needs to be aligned with what you want to achieve each week, each month, and for 12 months. And even if you possibly can, if you know what this is, what your life goals are. So everything's in alignment. So those rules steer you towards achieving all those different goals, week, month, 12 month, and life goals. Now, of course, they're the takeaways. If you want to listen to the rest of the podcast to get some context about those takeaways, then you can. If you don't need to, then thanks for listening. You can share this with anybody. You might have thought about a few people right now who could do with a change of rules so they can start moving forward in the game of life. If you could share that with anybody, if you feel like you've really got some advantage out of this already, let us know. Send me a message to let us know how much this has helped you already and what you are going to go and change as far as the rules are concerned. If you want to listen to the rest of this podcast, I'm just going to talk about, you know, what are rules, where they come from, you know, what specifically they're doing for you so you can understand how you need to change the rules for yourself. You know, if you don't like your rules, what can you do about it if you feel like you've got no control over changing the rules? So there's other parts to this podcast that you may want to listen into. So I want to have a look at now what rules are. Rules are a set of boundaries, and they could be a set of mental, emotional, or physical boundaries that are put in place to potentially do one or two things to stop you and provide a safety net to stop you from getting hurt, preventing you from doing something that makes you look silly, preventing you from hurting yourself mentally, spiritually, or emotionally. So a rule could be in place for you that prevents something from happening. So we see a whole heap of rules about to ensure that people don't get hurt at work. So rules can be in place for that. In a sporting arena, you need to have a duty of care. So you ensure that you look after the other player involved in the game. And there may be rules in place for behavior. So you emotionally don't hurt someone. And there are now more and more rules online to ensure that you don't cyberbully someone because that is an offense. So there are rules in place to ensure that it removes pain, helps people feel safe and comfortable when they're playing whatever game they're playing. Then there are rules to help enhance your life, to help you move forward, to make you a better person, to ensure that you uplift and uphold a standard that you've put in place or your place of work has put in place. Rules to ensure that you become a better person tomorrow, a better person tomorrow than you were today. So you're constantly going the next step, going the next level. Like I said in the start, if you look at your rules and update your rules every 12 weeks to ensure that you are challenging yourself enough, then you ensure that your rule is put in place to make you better than you were before. So rules are there as a standard that can either put a ceiling on your development or your performance, or they can put a flaw in so you don't go back any further. So when I look at rules, I think of them in either a positive way or a negative way. But maybe we'll just have a sort of quick look at as to where the rules come from. Some rules that you have in your life have been given to you, so that they have been passed on to you and they've been inherited from people you love, people who are significant in your life. They might be a mentor or a parent. They might be a peer, someone that you respect as a friend or a peer. And those rules have come to you and they sit nicely in the things that you believe and you value. So they are things that, like I said, there are rules that you've inherited and they've come by your way and you are living your life out based on those rules that have come to you, not because they're ones that you've made up yourself. They're just ones that you've adopted because you think, okay, they seem either all right or they seem fine for now, but they are not your rules. They've just come to you because you've been told over and over again that this is the way to do it. And even if you don't truly believe it, sometimes you start believing it anyway. So there are rules that have come to you from other sources. There are rules that have come to you from your life experiences. So if there are rules in place to ensure you are prevented from getting hurt or harmed, then you may have seen something once or twice. You may have been hurt in a relationship, and so now you don't go for that type of person. It may be the signal for you, no, you don't want to go for that type of person, is that they look a certain way. So you might see them at a distance, you wouldn't even know what they're like as a person at their core, but because they look a certain way, you are now prevented from having any interaction with them. And that's a rule that you've got in place that ensures that you don't get hurt, but it might not be the right rule, by the way. So you've got rules in place from your experiences that are, like I say, preventing you from moving forward with something. And there's some rules that you've got in place that you've experienced in your life. You've had some experience in your life, and as a result of those experiences, you now have certain rules in place that help you advance. So there are some positives and some negative rules that you've been given, you've inherited, you've adopted from someone else, and there's some rules you got in place from your own life experiences. So here's the question, all right? How would you ever know if the rules that you've got in your life are assisting you with what you want to achieve in your life? I guess firstly, if you're not quite sure what you need, what you want to achieve in your life, then you probably need to have a look at that. And if you're the type of person who can't see too well into the future, it's worthwhile thinking about what you'd like to see in the next week. Or if next week is too far in the future, think about what you want to achieve in the next day or in the next minute. So just chunk it all the way back, right? So let's just pretend you might want to have a certain number of things ticked off in your list for the next month. So the rules that you have in your life should be in alignment with the outcome that you want in a month. All right, so if there's something holding you back from achieving your monthly goals, then you need to have a nice little look at what rules are holding you back from achieving that goal in a month. And what I mean by that, for example, is let's just use weight loss because it's an easy topic to talk about. If you want to lose some weight in the next month, obviously your rules have to in place that that firstly you've got a goal that's achievable. So it might be 4 kilograms in the next month. And if you've got rules in place that say you have to eat these types of foods, you need to exercise this amount, you need to tick those goals and action steps off, and then surely in the next month you'll achieve your objective. You get to the end of that month and you haven't achieved your objective. All right, so to start with, your goal's probably not the right goal for you. But there may be some rules that you've put in place surrounding your exercise and diet regime that are the problem in the first place that are holding you back from achieving your goals. And you go, wait, what? Like, surely, you know, eating the right calorie value and also ensuring that I do some exercise are the right rules to have in place. But what you haven't considered is the other rules that you've imposed upon yourself, that if you fail to achieve those targets, what else is happening? So if you have imposed some rules that this is what you need to do to achieve that goal, and you fail at achieving that goal, what rule have you got in place that if you are a failure, what then needs to happen? What penalties have you imposed upon yourself? What emotional penalties have you imposed upon yourself that are not serving you, that you've never ever questioned that rule, whereby you constantly fail, you constantly feel like a loser, and you've never changed the rule as in relation to that rule, where you feel like a failure and therefore you don't do anything about it, it just makes your position worse. What happens if you challenge that rule about that if you fail, you're no longer a loser? If you fail, that means that you've got 10 more goes to get it right once. Now, you won't achieve your monthly goal, right? You won't achieve your monthly goal because your monthly goal is unrealistic. Your monthly goal should be now to overcome that rule associated with thinking I'm a loser every time I don't succeed. That's your new rule. The new rule is if you now, every time you fail at sticking to your exercise and diet regime, if your new rule is I am now no longer a failure, I've got 10 goes to get that right this month, just once. Imagine if you're now, your goal is I just have to get my exercise and diet going for one day this next month and I've got 10 goes to get it right. I failed on day one. I knew I was gonna fail that. Failed on day two. I've still got 8 more goes. How does it make you feel thinking that you've got 8 more goes at failing before you have to get it right once? And imagine you get it right on day 7 and then it resets again. You've got 10 more goes to get it right. How does it make you feel about achieving that goal? It takes all the pressure off. Just that one rule, that failure doesn't mean you're an absolute failure. Failure means you've got 9 more to go. Failure means you don't have to succeed the first time. You don't have to be perfect every single time. It means that this new rule means that you are going to win that game. Imagine if you play that game for 3 months and you had a look at the score, because it's good to keep score. You looked at the score by the end of it and you realize that you only really sort of failed 5 times every single time you tried to achieve the goal, which is exercise and diet in a day, the way you'd expect, which means you have jumped over your target. You've overachieved. How do you feel about that? You still haven't achieved that 4 kilo weight loss goal in a month. It doesn't matter. But how do you feel about the fact that you've set yourself a new rule, you put the new rule in place, and you can easily do that? What happens if the next 12 weeks, instead of setting a fail 10 times, you do it 9 times? Yeah, sure. In the past, you've only required 5 goes to fail to succeed. You only required 5 goes. But imagine if you just did 9 now. The pressure's completely off again. And I guarantee you what might happen in the next month is you might do it after the first 3 times, you might succeed. Every 3 days you succeed. You've gone from being complete and awesome, utter failure, to someone who now expects to succeed more often than not. Imagine playing that game where your chance of failure is almost nil. Imagine how relaxed you'll feel by changing those rules. Now, this is just one little example. I'm sure that if you wanted to workshop this with me, and this is my thing, I'll find out what someone's problem is, what the emotional attachment is to it, overcome that, find a more resourced way of achieving the results that you want to achieve, and then you go out and just feel like a victor instead of a victim. But imagine if you then changed the rules to some of the games you're currently playing. How would that feel to you? So here are some of my rules that I like to abide by that I think that you'll enjoy. I think that it's important to have some rules that you know that you're going to achieve. And here's some of the rules that I like to abide by. And that is achieve one intentional goal every day. This rule, achieve one intentional goal every day, means that your life is not about happenstance, that you leading yourself in a direction where you always want to move towards. It's all in alignment with your weekly goal, your monthly goal, and your 12-month goal. So you're not waiting for life to happen to you. It's already happening because you're intentional about one goal every day. Now, if you achieved one goal, no matter how small it is, remember, just change the rules, make sure it's small enough so you can achieve it. You can be successful no matter what. But imagine if you achieved one goal every day. At the end of the year, how many goals would you have achieved? That's right. That's a lot. Whereas at the moment, you're not intentional, or you may be, but you might not be intentional about one goal that you want to achieve intentionally every day, as opposed to get to the end of the day and go, oh, I've done that. No, you want to make sure that the next day, tomorrow, you just do achieve one goal, no matter what it is. Then by the end of the year, you would have achieved 365 goals that are intentional. So number two, your daily goals need to be aligned with your weekly, monthly, 12-month goals. All right. So you're always actioning something that's purposeful, meaningful, and impactful. That you're not worried about the future because you're already planning for the future. That one goal that you do today or tomorrow is then leading towards that 12-month goal. Going on holiday, having more time with your family, getting another job, finding what your career mission goal in life is. All those actions align themselves so you are having a purposeful life in the way that you want it set up and defined by yourself. So three, get the inside sorted. All right, set a rule that your inside is sorted so the outside will happen. If you're not emotionally stable and you haven't got your emotions in check and you don't check to see what is happening emotionally inside, if you're not emotionally tough, or we love the word resilient, if you don't have enough self-worth, emotional self-worth, so then you can go out and get hit or knocked down, and you don't have enough emotional self-worth credit in your account. And by the way, I've got a podcast for this, and go and listen to that one if you want to know how to do that. Then, and this will continually, if you can continually build on your emotional self-worth, then you'll have always have positivity, and you'll continually be able to move forward no matter what challenge comes your way. And then finally, so the point four, one of my rules is set a target to fail at your goal at least 10 times, all right? Because if you're ever doing anything new, if you do ever do anything challenging, like, why wouldn't you expect to fail? What's wrong with failure if you're learning each time? And go out and repeat what you're doing several times so you can get that learning. So expect to fail, set a target to fail 10 times. But I guarantee you on that 11th turn, you will be so much better, not just at failing, you'll be better at having that awareness of how to turn, how to think, how to emotionally guard yourself, so then you can be successful. You know, if you do something new, only after 10 times you should start to feel like a complete novice. And even after maybe, 100 goes, you'll still be at that beginner level. It's not until you're at around about 1,000 times repeating the movement in a certain way that you start to become like an intermediate. And then it will take hundreds of thousands of goes at it when you finally start to feel like you're advanced. And then if you think about mastery, we're talking about like millions of repetitions of doing the same thing over and over again, whether it's mentally or physically, until that stage where you've done it millions of times, you won't master it. And most of the times we see people who have mastered something and they've done it millions of times over, So it looks really easy to them. So of course we're going to feel like a loser if we expect after 10 goes not being able to do it the way they do it. So, I mean, why would you set that rule for yourself that you should be able to master something after 10 times when the masters themselves have done it millions of times? I love that Bruce Lee saying, the saying about fear not the opponent who has done 10,000 punches, fear the opponent who has done one punch 10,000 times. And I particularly love that because when you've done the same repetition over and over and over again, you get this awareness where you go from this unconscious, or so this conscious incompetence, where you remember the first time you ever drove a car and you were thinking about everything and you felt this paralysis, you're worried that you're going to crash into something, and some of you may have. And then after 10,000 goes in the car, you can pretty much do anything in the car as you're driving along and still be able to competently and safely get from one place to another, and you don't even think about it. And that's what I love about repetition and practice and mastery. And then finally, start sharing your story. I think sharing your story at every stage of the way, what you're doing is you're questioning the rules that you've laid down for yourself all the time. And you're sharing it with the community, yourself, the people who love you in your community, in your network. And what you're doing is you're getting these feedbacks to ensure that your rules are robust and they are in your best interests. So when you share your story, you get some feedback about what you're doing is right, what you're doing is good for you, it's advancing you and challenging you, and it will help not only yourself, but it'll help others. So they're my sort of rules that I like to think about when I'm working through whatever I'm working through. So that's the end of my podcast. I gave you the takeaways right at the start. So if you can if you got some advantage out of this podcast, if you enjoyed anything about it, if you know anybody who can really benefit from this, then please just share this with them. I certainly get a big buzz out of knowing that I've either helped you to move forward with something, or I know that you can share this with someone else who may be experiencing some type of challenge at the moment. Certainly, if you want to work with me, please direct message me. Look me up on my Instagram account at Eden Melbourne Fitness. Or look up Andrew Halliday. I'd love to work with you. Until next time, have a great day.